I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. With me is Jim Kwiatkowski, Chief Executive Officer of LTX. LTX by Broadridge recently announced four new patents covering fixed income trading innovations. What's driving this development? What are these new patents?
What we've been looking at from the very beginning of LTX is the need to bring more pre-trade insights to the relatively opaque market of U.S. corporate credit trading. In bringing the pre-trade insights, we're using data science, and you've noticed that we have some patents in that area. We've also been very focused on improving overall workflow for portfolio managers and traders. And then finally, to improve liquidity in the market, facilitating electronic trading overall, in particular for clients that want to trade bonds in larger size. And finally, we have a focus on just taking cost out of the market. We think that overall that's good for all the participants.
Well, what's the significance of enabling AI-driven workflows? Because I would have thought, looking at it as an outsider, that this is actually already a fairly well-developed marketplace in terms of its embracing of technology.
I think that a lot of market participants would say there's an abundance of information. There's information about recent trades. There's information about each individual bond, coupon, amount outstanding, credit rating. There's also information about the issuers, revenue, expenses, debt ratios. I think the challenge is at pre-trade, whether it's a portfolio manager trying to select a bond to put into their portfolio, or from a redemption perspective to sell from their portfolio, or from a trader trying to gauge the liquidity and the most optimal price, trying to pull all that information together at the same time, both information that's publicly available and information that the firms may have derived themselves, is really challenging. AI helps us with that. AI also helps traders to find the most optimal selection of counterparties. One of the challenges that market participants deal with in a relatively thinly traded market, let's say like high yield bonds, is the impact of them expressing their intentions to the market. And so trying to narrow the field of people that they might choose to trade with to the correct people for that bond at that moment is another application for data science. Looking at things the other way around from the point of view of a dealer or a salesperson, when they're trying to find the other side of a trade for one of their clients, data science can also be really useful. Who's been most active in that bond? Who's ever traded that bond before? Who holds that bond? So again, finding that information in the moment is a great application for data science.
I think what you're telling me is something that seems to hold true in every corner of the business sector at the moment, in every corner of the financial sector. And that is, success in future comes down to the intelligent management of data.
I think you're exactly right. Although if you contrast the U.S. credit market with some other markets, equities has been nearly 80 or 90% electronic for some years, as has futures. Over the past 10 or 12 years, foreign exchange is 80, 90% electronic. By contrast, U.S. corporate credit is on the order of 40% electronically traded. So a lot of those trades that are done bilaterally don't result in terrific information. And people are relying on some combination of information that they have internally, information that's available, but not sufficient information in some cases. So using data science to help people take the best advantage of all the information that's available really does help them with pre-trade decision-making.
Okay, so you've got these four new patents. What efficiencies are you hoping that they will give to the industry?
Sure, so let's take them one by one. So we have a patent for bond similarity model. So what is bond similarity? So a portfolio manager may be looking to buy or sell a particular bond. You could look at the characteristics of that bond. What's the coupon? What's the amount outstanding? What's the sector? What's the credit rating? Well, what if that bond that you're looking to buy isn't available? Your portfolio would be well served by getting an equivalent bond. around. So we hear from some people about parameter-based trading. So rather than looking for a particular bond described by a CUSIP, to look for a range of bonds that would be described by those parameters. So we have a patent on a model that looks at 38 different parameters and can allow a portfolio manager to define the parameters that he wants to fix, define the parameters that he'd be willing to be flexible on. For example, I need a bond that has a coupon of 5 or greater. I have a credit rating of BBB or better or some range. And we can then provide a range of bonds, a list of bonds. But importantly, we'll add one more parameter, which is the liquidity of each of those bonds on the LTX trading platform. So you might say, of all the bonds that are suitable for my portfolio, the one that I can get the best price on because of current liquidity is this one, and it informs their trading decision. Another patent that we have is something we call the dealer selection score, and I alluded to this earlier. Many of our clients have 10, 20, 50 dealer relationships, and often for small size trades, they'll call upon all of them to make a price and bond they're looking to buy or sell. But that same behavior inhibits them from trading larger size, where them asking such a long list of potential counterparties to trade a large size can create negative market impact. Mm-hmm. So with the dealer selection score, we help them to narrow that list from 50 to 3 or 4 or 5, whatever list they find suitable of trusted relationship trading counterparties, but the right ones in the moment. We have a very exciting patent in liquidity aggregation. In the trading of bonds, RFQ is the dominant electronic trading protocol. We've gone one step further with something called RFQ Plus, which includes liquidity aggregation. Liquidity aggregation allows the buy-side customer to look at the prices they've gotten from multiple dealers. They send out a request for a bond. They get prices from 3, 4, 5 dealers, 10 dealers. And rather than having to only choose one of those, they have the ability to select more than one, up to the amount that they'd like to trade. So this helps people get larger size if they're not getting responses in the size they're looking for. It also enables them to get price improvement while having some capabilities that can influence the price that goes back to the dealers so that the dealer that gives you the best price doesn't feel disadvantaged. Finally, we have BondGPT. So BondGPT, we were first to market to embrace the GPT technologies. And of course, ChatGPT was the probably the most popular software application ever built, with hundreds of millions of users using it almost instantly. But it had some issues that made it less than ideal for the financial markets. Probably top among them was hallucinations. In the financial markets, we can't have anything but 100% accurate data. So we took a look at the usability of ChatGPT and then applied it to the use case for the bond market, portfolio managers, traders, and salespeople, focusing firstly on accuracy, turning down the capabilities within GPT technology so that a hallucination would not be created, and not relying on the internet for data, rather relying on a curated list of high-value sources of data, including the customer's own sources of data.
You obviously addressed some of the issues that I want you to focus on now already, but what would you say are the biggest challenges and opportunities for corporate bond trading across financial services, and how are we going to go about tackling them?
So if I go back to the answer to the first question, you know, the opacity of the market, just while there's lots of data, it's not always all of the data that someone's looking for. And while there may be lots of data in the moment, arriving at the right insight to make a trade is critical. And so our combination of BondGPT and our similar bonds model allows people to really get a lot of insights that they might be able to get from other market data applications. But what has been told to us time and again is it might take people 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get to an answer that we can deliver them in 20 seconds. And when you're trying to execute a trade, seconds matter. So we think that taking all the data that's available, providing insights to traders and salespeople and portfolio managers in the moment is critical. In the financial markets, regardless of the asset class, workflow matters. Incorporating trading tools into the way that traders are already trading is really job number one for a platform provider like ourselves. So we've tried to tackle the challenge of taking these technology capabilities and making them part of the workflow of the traders rather than asking them to trade differently than they already have. So fundamentally, we're using technology to make trading easier, to make information easier to obtain. And finally, I think the biggest challenge we see in the market we're currently serving is taking cost out. It's extremely expensive to trade corporate bonds relative to other asset classes. And this is a great application for technology. Technology typically lowers the cost of whatever application you put it into. And so we're currently focused on taking a lot of cost out of this market.
Jim Kwiatkowski, Chief Executive Officer of LTX, thank you very much.